Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ. Shall we stand on our feet? And we're going to do the other version of that chorus. Ki le o le she Olorun mi. Ki le o le she. Kile ole she baba mi, kile ole she. Eni ti eda ye atoru, kile ole she, kile ole she. Baba mi, kile ole se. Eyin ti e lana ninu opopopa, kile ole se. Olorun mi, kile ole se. Kile ole se, baba mi, kile ole se. Kile ole se o, kile ole se, kile ole se, Olorun mi, kile ole se, kile ole se. Let's sing it together. Ole she baba mi, kile ole she, kile ole she,
ole she, Olorun mi, kile ole she,
kile ole she,
kile ole she, Olorun mi. Kile ole se,
kile ole se,
kile ole se, Olorun mi, kile ole se,
kile ole se,
Olorun mi.
Kile ole se, kile ole se, ooh.
le se olorun mi ki le o le se ki le o le se baba ki le o le se olorun mi ki le o le se e ga jo ke lo olorun
You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar.
You are the pillar that holds my life.
Master Jesus.
Jesus.
You are the pillar that holds
my life.
You are
the pillar that holds my life.
You are the pillar.
You are the pillar that holds my life.
Ancient of days, you are the pillar. You are the pillar.
You are the pillar that holds my life.
You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Aribiti Arabata.
Eni la tobi ju
aribiti
aribiti arabata eni la tobi ju oluwa
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 eni
la tobi ju
Oluwa
eh eni la tobi ju arebiti arabata eni la tobi ju
Oluwa hallelujah hallelujah I want you to bring out your Bible this morning. And I want you to ready to pray this morning. I read 1 Samuel chapter 30. Let's look at verse 3 together. Shall we read together? One to go. So, are we there? Are we there? I'll wait for you. 1 Samuel chapter 30. We are reading from verse 3. Just verse 3 for now. Are we there now?
Yes.
We can read. One to go. So David and his men came to the city. And behold, it was burnt with fire. And their wives, and their sons, and their daughters were taken captive. Now verse 4.
Then David and the people who were with him lifted up
their voice and wept until they had no more power
to weep.
Have you seen where men cry before? Men of war, have you seen them cry before? It was so touching. And they cried until their strength failed them and they could no more cry because there's no power to cry. You will stand up this morning. Everything and anything that has made my life to cry in 2013, in 2014, I triumph over them. Can we stand up on our feet now? Let's stand up on our feet and get it straight. Anything and everything that has made me to cry in 2013,
I triumph over you.
In 2014, I triumph over them. Prayer in the name of Jesus.
Lord, I stand this
my Father, in the name of Jesus.
Everything
and
cry,
anything that has made me to cry,
cry,
that has made me to wet my pillow, that has made me to go sour in my closet, in 2014, I triumph over them.
I triumph over them.
Anything that will make me to cry
in
2013 that has made me to cry in 2014, I triumph over them. I triumph over them. Victory is mine over them. I cease to cry.
I cease to cry.
I cease to cry. I cease to cry. Everything and anything that has made me to cry.
I shall cry no more.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
When they came back, they have gone to war to defend the city. But before they came back to the house, the enemy has come and has taken away their wives and their children and have burned down the whole city, Ziklag. And when they came, their eyes were telling them all is finished and all is gone. I pray you don't see a man grown up might see him cry because it's horrible and terrible. In most cases, situations that we cannot share with people in our closets, they make us to cry. And we begin to shed tears in our closets. At times we wet our pillow over the night. And we cry all the night. But today, I have a message from the Lord for you.
Hallelujah.
The Lord has seen your tears.
Amen.
And it is over in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord has seen your tears. And they are over in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
We are going to pray one more prayer. And I want you to get more serious now. You don't have any other weapon. You don't have arrow. No bow, because the Bible said that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. But what we have as a weapon to defend us and to fight for us is prayer.
Amen.
And I want somebody to pray this morning. Let's repeat that prayer. You know where the shoe is pinching you. You know what made you to become sorrowful. And there is pain in your heart and you cannot share with anybody. And I got to repeat that prayer. Everything and anything that has caused me sorrow.
Everything and anything that has caused me sorrow.
Is somebody here with me this morning?
Yes, sir.
Anything and everything that has caused me sorrow.
Anything and everything that has caused me sorrow.
Tonight, Father.
This.
Oh, you said this morning, Father.
This morning, Father.
Today, Father.
Today, Father.
Take them away from my life.
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 Everything that has caused me pain. Everything that has caused me sorrow. Everything that has caused me to wait. Father, take them away from my life. Take them away from my life.
My destiny.
Poverty that has made me to cry. Sorrows that has made me to
in the name of Jesus.
Take them away from my life. Take them away from my life. Thank you, blessed Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, in my life.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
The Bible says, Father, that the entrance of your word giveth light.
Yes, Lord.
As we enter into your world now, let your word flood our life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And let the light of your word flood our life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the greater light of your word shine in our life this morning in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We come before you.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask that you speak to us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, you are the revealer of the truth.
Yes.
We depend on you to reveal the truth to us this morning.
Amen.
Thank you, blessed Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 You can have your seat. The message of total recovery is very imminent and important in the life of every believer. The message of recovering what the enemy has stylishly taken away from us is a message that every child of God needs to hold with all urgency. And appropriate those things that the enemy has taken from you back to your life. Thank God, God has gone ahead to give us the first victory. The enemy came, took away our relationship, took away our God from us, took away our salvation from us, took away the life of God that is in us. He took it away. But God, in his infinite mercy, considered it fit to recover our destiny for us and to recover our life back to us and to give us that life that he originally gave to us. And he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross of Calvary. And when he went to hell, he said, "All power has been given unto me." And he collected the keys from the devil. And he came as a sign that we are victorious and we have recovered all. He gave us the key and gave us the power. And we today we stand, we can call our Father and we can relate with him. And therefore we are calling him Abba Father. The devil took that opportunity away from us long time ago. But Christ came and restored us and make us to recover. And today we recover all because we are saved and we are in his presence. His love has made us to recover all. In Jesus' name, he has came in his name. He has come in his name rather to give us all that we have lost. He came in the name of the Lord. He came in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. My message this morning is to somebody whom his eyes have told him that he has lost all. You haven't. Who said that? Who is he that say a thing and come to pass when the Lord has not ordained it? Nobody. I come in the name of the Lord to tell you that it is possible that you recover all. It is possible that you gain all back. And you will never fail one bit in recovering all back to yourself. Therefore, the message is titled, Recovery is Possible. Recovery is possible. Recovery is possible. I have never seen God that has done a thing and failed in it. God has never failed in all that he created. God has never failed in all that he has done. When Christ came to, in most cases they think that all is finished. Christ came, he restored and made them to recover all back. Mary and Martha has lost their only brother. And they have buried him. And they have consoled them that it is finished. But when Christ appeared, he said, "No. Who told you that it is finished? Who told you you have lost all?" And he created Lazarus back in his power. The resurrection of Lazarus took the power of creation to recreate Lazarus back from the dead. His body would have started decaying, and the body would have almost begin to water and decay. But Christ came by the authority that created heaven and earth. He recreated the life of Lazarus back from the tomb, and Lazarus became alive. It is never too late, and it can never be late with God. When all hope is lost, when all encouragement is gone, and when everybody has deserted you, what you can see is darkness and black all over. God came and stepped in, and he will give life this morning in the name of Jesus. We are going to read from the text of that theme for the month. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, I would love to read a long verse up to verse 16 this morning. But let's start reading. And I want you to, as we read, we're going to be praying certain prayers as the Lord will be directing us in the name of Jesus. Amen. I read from verse 1 of 1 Samuel chapter 30. If you are there with me, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you are there with me, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, and the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag and burnt it with fire. See what the enemy has done. The purpose of the enemy is to destroy, is to steal, and to do what? And to kill. The enemy did not have any other purpose more than to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the child of God will not remain with that, because Christ had a different purpose for you and I. He had a different intentions for you and I. He said, but I have come that you may have life and do what? And have it more abundantly. That is the intention of God, that desire of God for you and I. The enemy came and destroyed Ziklag, and had taken the women captives, verse 2 now, that we are children. They slew not any, neither carried, neither great nor small, but carried them away and went on their way. Now verse 5. They also took David's two wives, captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite, and Abigail the wife of Nabah the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to underline that last sentence. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Underline it. We're coming back to it. And David said to Abiathar, the priest, Abimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, underline that word. David inquired at the Lord. Underline it in your scripture, in your Bible, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Underline that last sentence. And without fail recover all. And without fail recover all. The intention of God is not for you to recover one and leave the rest. It's not for you to gamble and say, which one should I recover? Which one should I run after? The intention of God is to push you, that you will recover and begin to take them over. Take them over until you recover all. And you say, fail not to recover. Fail not to recover, but recover all. Let's read now. I want to also read quickly so that we can pursue and finish the course of the day. And so David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued him and 400 men, for 200 men abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found in Egypt, and they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread, and they did eat, and he did eat, and they made him drink water, and they gave him a piece of a cake of figs, and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread, nor drink any water 3 days and three nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou? And whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite. And my master left me because 3 days ago I felt sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethites, and upon coast which belongs to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burnt Ziklag with fire. David said unto him, canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God that thou wilt neither kill me, nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to his company. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. From 16 to 18, you're going to read another thing differently. But the prayer I have for somebody this morning, say, my Father, open my eyes to know whenever I met with the angels or people you have assigned to help me, to help my destiny. Open my eyes to see and to know them. That those you have sent to help and assist my destiny. And the other prayer is, I am on earth to fulfill destiny. Say with me, I am on earth to fulfill destiny.
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 Therefore, my life is a fulfillment of prophecy.
My life is a fulfillment of prophecy.
Every prophecy of God over my life are fulfilled in Jesus' name.
Every prophecy of God over my life.
Every destiny on earth here is a prophecy that God has prophesied forth. Your birth is a mystery. And when you gave your life to Jesus Christ, God prophesied over you by giving you a new life. For you to be alive today and in the presence of God is the prophecy of God that is at work. And you will fulfill that destiny in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will fulfill the destiny in the name of Jesus. I have here a simple message to everyone that is seeking to recover and to those who might have lost one thing or the other in their life or in their destiny. Simple message, your recovery of anything you have lost is possible. What are those things that we can lose? You can lose your salvation. You can lose your salvation rather. You can lose your salvation. You can lose your peace. You can lose treasures. You can lose faith. You can lose courage. You can lose a child. You can lose the husband. You can lose a wife. You can fail your exam. When you fail your exam, or you fail your WAEC, or you fail your examination, it's a loss. But the Lord said, I should tell you, your recovery this morning is possible. And it is certain that God will help you to recover. God has given his word to recover, and you will recover all in the name of Jesus. When David has sought after the Lord to go after those who have invaded the city, there were 600 of them. And when they started pursuing him, 200 felt tired and they were fainted. And when they get to the brook of Besor, they cannot cross over. They have to wait behind. Actually, it was only 400 men that proceeded to recover all. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10. Proverbs 24 in verse 10. Let's quickly look at it. Proverbs 24 in verse 10. Are we there? Yes. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. These 200 men fainted. They were looking at David and has forgotten to look at the bigger picture. Who is God and which is God? And their strength failed them. The strength we talk about is not the strength and the size of your muscle. It's not the size of your chest. It is not your capacity of the muscle in your legs. It is not the strength we are talking about. This is not the strength I am talking about this morning. I am talking about the strength you drive from God. The strength that comes unto you from the word of God. When you remember all that God has done for you in the past, what they do is to sprung your feet into walking and become active, because you have remembered what the Lord has done for you, and it will bring you strength from within. It will bring you strength from inside. David remember how he was in the wilderness and the bear has come to take the sheep of his father, and he ran after him and caught up with the bear and destroyed it. David remember how he was faced with Goliath, when Goliath was oppressing the children of Israelite, and he went to Goliath in the name of the Lord. He said, today I will give your carcasses to the birds of the air. And it was fulfilled. David went with Goliath with just a swing of the stone, and Goliath went down flat. When David remembered this in his life, he sprung up strength in him and faith in him. And he said, now I can go to the Lord to inquire of the Lord. Whatsoever the Lord say, I will do. Whatsoever he has commanded me to do, I will do. There is the need for simple obedience. Simple obedience when you inquire of the Lord. When you have fasted, when you have prayed, and the Lord has accepted your prayer, all you need to do is to follow that minutest and the smallest idea that will come unto you at that moment and take action. After you have prayed and you have fasted and God has accepted your prayer and he has spoken to you, all that is left for you now is to take the simple steps of obedience. Some of us, after the Lord has asked us a little thing to do, we will say, I still want to confirm. It is good that you double check. It is good that you double confirm. But don't stay at the point of confirmation. After the Lord has told you and he has revealed to you, you need to take action. You need to take a decisive step towards what the Lord has told you to do. So many business ideas has died in you. And by the time you will look up again, somebody else is taking up that idea. And all you will cry, say, this thing came to me. I conceived this idea before. Why don't you take that simple action, simple step, to obey and to do what the Lord has asked you to do? In the days of adversity, in the days of sorrow, in the days of pain, in the days of crying, in the days of lust, in the days of trials, and in the days of persecution and darkness, always inquire of the Lord. Always inquire of the Lord. What do we need to do in the days of adversity? We need to seek of the Lord. What do you need to do in the days of adversity? I said, you need to seek the face of the Lord. What does it mean to seek? To hunt eagerly. To seek, there is another word I can give it, than to hunt eagerly. Hunt after God eagerly. Seek after Christ eagerly. There was a revelation I got last Tuesday. When I say hunt after God or seek after God eagerly, some of you will be thinking, And you will be thinking in your spirit, I want to see God. I want God to appear to me now. I want God to speak to me now. No. I want Jesus Christ to appear to me now. No. God has packaged Jesus Christ in the Word. And every solution you are looking for is embedded in the Word. You want to see the face of Jesus Christ? Seek from the Scripture. You want God to appear to you? Go to your Bible. God will make himself known and revealed to you. Simple obedience is required. And show some kindness. Show some kindness in the time of adversity. Show some kindness. Several times we have walked past the angel God sent to us. Several times we have gone past people God has placed in our life to help us. The appearance might not look God's help, but don't ignore them, because in them is the help you are looking for. A young man left in the desert was left there to die, but God was in that man working the miracle that David was looking for. He said, I am but a servant of an Amalekite, I'm an Egyptian, but my master is an Amalekite. I was sick 3 days ago. My master left me because I would draw them back and I could not help them in carrying out their loot from Ziklag. Several of us will have ignored that man. Oh, you are part of those people that came to invade my city. I would have thrown the knife to his neck and slashed his throat off. But David did not do that. He said, give this man food to eat. Give him water to drink and bring him to me. Hallelujah. Never ignore people that God will bring on your way in the days of adversity. For God is working out your miracle in them. What can this sick man do? Perhaps he has lost his memory because it was after he has eaten and he has drank water that his senses came back to him and he could direct the people David was leading. In every situation, people that God will bring to your way, uphold them, cherish them, and sow some kindness. In the days of adversity, sow some kindness. In the days of trials and your temptation, look for somebody and sow a seed of kindness into the life of that person. Because God is working out your miracle in your kindness that you have shown. Hallelujah. And I said, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Remember, it was not an angel that came to encourage David. But David sat down and encouraged himself in the Lord. You are waiting for somebody to come and give you a pep talk in the days of adversity so that you will not go back. You are waiting for your pastor to know your situation and come and prophesy to you in your house so that you will not backslide. Brothers and sisters, the simple message I have for you, it is possible for you to recover. That is, your recovery is possible. All you need to do is to think of the past. Remember the God that created the heavens and the earth. Remember the Father that brought and created the way, that made the way in the sea, the Red Sea, for the children of Israel to go through. Remember when they have come to Jordan. Jordan saw the presence of God with the ark and began to drive back. When you remember how Jericho fell for the children of Israel, when they obey God, it will bring up faith in you. The faith and the encouragement you need to recover, it will prop it up to you. Go into the Scripture. Go into the Word of God. They will encourage you. Most instantly, in most situations, when I am in distress, the very Scripture I will open has a message to address what has bothered my mind. If you are in the house and it is so with you, please shout hallelujah. When I am distressed, When sorrow is all over my mouth, God will come to me in his war and say, my son, this is what I have for you. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not what? And they shall walk and not what? Praise the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They that seek the face of the Lord shall renew their strength. It is not the strength that comes from the muscle. It is not the strength that comes from the chest, the size of the chest. Some are well built. When you see them, their body size will throw fear into your nerves. This is not the strength we are talking about. We are talking about the strength that is from the Lord. The strength that comes from the word of God. The strength that comes when you look at all the miracles God has done for you. The children of Israel has gone to spy Jericho. 10 of them came back with bad news. We are like grasshopper in the face of these people that we have gone to check. But 2 of them said, no, we are not like grasshopper. They changed the story because they remember what God has been doing for them. In the time of hunger, God sent manna from heaven. When they look for meat, God sent quail for them. When they look for water, God caused the rock to gush out water for them to drink. What else can God not do? In the face of adversity, seek the face of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the days of adversity, David encouraged himself in the Lord. He remembered all the victory God gave to him before now. He also remembered how he smote the lions and the bears in the wilderness. He remembered how God delivered him from the hand of Saul, the king. Saul had sought after his life to kill him. But David remembered how God delivered him, and he encouraged himself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we go this morning, I want you to appropriate the word of God into your life. We don't have any other thing to give in this ministry. The only thing that we have to give is the word of God. The woman that Elijah prayed for, that she got a child, did something so wonderfully. 2 things. The child has grown, and the child came to the point that he was sick and he died. And what the woman did was to go and take the child to the bed of that man of God, that prophet. She connected her faith with that faith of the man of God that caused her to have a child. And he went and laid the child as if the child was sleeping, nothing has happened. And he remembered to connect her faith to that man that gave her the child, to pray, that prayed and she had a child. And when she was coming, when she was, the man of God saw her from afar off. Woman, I think I know you. Is all well with thee? What did she say? She said, all is well. Despite that she didn't know that she has a dead body at home, she can declare from the basis of what she has seen God do, all is well. As we walk in 2014, and as you march on, trials will come, temptations will come, persecutions will come, sorrow will come. They are all to try you and to make you a perfect man. Because every problem that will come your way this way, this year, God has made them to become bread for you to eat. Hallelujah. Every challenges that will come your way this year, God has made them bread for you to eat. Hallelujah. I want you to stand up on your feet now. I want you to stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Don't be discouraged. God has commissioned you to go out and recover all. In your business, recover all. In your family, recover all. All that is not working smoothly now, recover all in the name of Jesus. Amen. As a student, You might have failed one exam or the other. It is not over yet.
Amen.
It is not over.
Amen.
Go back and take your position. Go back and recover all your grades in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Have you lost a child that has gone to the war? Have you lost a child to the world and his character is not becoming homely? Go to the Lord. And the Lord has told you, and this man is confirming it, you can recover the life of that child back.
Amen.
Go after him and recover him in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Recover all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, my life is a destiny. My life is a fulfillment of prophecy.
Amen.
Say after me.
My life is a fulfillment of prophecy.
I am on earth to fulfill destiny.
I am on earth to fulfill destiny.
Therefore, my life is a fulfillment of prophecy.
Therefore, my life is
every prophecy of God over my life are fulfilled in Jesus' name.
Every prophecy of God over my life.
I want you to turn into prayer
name.
Right now. Begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. I am on earth to fulfill destiny. Therefore, my life is a fulfillment of prophecy. Every prophecy of God over my life are fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Every prophecy of God in my life are fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Every prophecy of God in my life are fulfilled in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
You say, my father, my father, my father.
My father, my father, my father.
Open my eyes to know.
Open my eyes to know.
And open my eyes to see.
And open my eyes to see.
Whenever I am met with the angel you have sent to me.
Whenever I am met with the angel you have sent.
Open your hand and begin to pray now.
Father, Lord.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
To see.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Open,
pray that the Lord will open your eyes to see. To see. And appropriate every help of God. God has sent to you in the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You say, my father, my father, my father.
My father, my father, my father.
In the days of adversity.
In the days of adversity.
My strength will not fail me in Jesus' name.
My strength will not fail me in Jesus' name.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
My father, my father.
In the days of adversity,
I shall not fail.
My strength will not fail. My confidence in your word will not fail.
Lord, in
the days of adversity,
I shall not give up.
I will not forsake you.
I shall not fall.
I will not forsake you. In the days of adversity, I will not fail.
I shall not be discouraged.
I will not fail.
I shall not be disappointed.
I will not fail.
I shall not give up.
In the days of trial,
I will not
fail. In the days of temptation, I will not fail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I shall not fail in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the day of adversity, my strength shall not fail me. Lord, I will stand for you. I will never give up.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.